There's a pretty well-known vart from Rav Volbe on the Dayenu. Towards the end of the Dayenu, so you have one of the craziest lines. It says, "Ilu kervanu lifnei Har Sinai," that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us in front of Har Sinai, "v'loy nasan lanu es haTorah Dayenu," and he wouldn't have given us the Torah, it would have been good enough. It doesn't take very much to look at that line and think that the guy who wrote Dayenu either had a couple too many to drink, he was singing Dayenu too enthusiastically, but he just sort of like lost himself. I mean, what does that mean? Everything else, it makes sense. You have Kama Milus, all these wonderful things happening one after the other. But over here, clearly, the only reason we went to Har Sinai was a Hechatimsa to Matan Torah. So what are you saying, Ilu kervanu lifnei Har Sinai, le'nasan lanu es haTorah Dayenu, that it would have been good enough? So Rav Volbe answers with a big chiddush, an incredible yesod, a really deep idea, not just about Matan Torah and Har Sinai, but about ourselves. Rav Volbe says that in reality, it's just the opposite. People think that the reason that we went to Har Sinai was to get the Torah. He says, no. The purpose of Har Sinai was Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, we had such an incredible experience. The Gilui Shechina there was so intense, saw a Nesivus last week that said that at Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael reached the level of the Aves, Hein Hein HaMerkava. They reached the level of the Aves where they were Mechavin to Kol HaTorah Kula. And they didn't even need a Matan Torah anymore in order to be Mechayev them. They knew what they had to do. That's what it was all about, coming to Har Sinai, experiencing that. Why did we get the Torah? We already had it. So the Lashon that Rav Volbe uses is the Torah was a termus, the thermos. A thermos is something that takes something hot and it keeps it hot. It doesn't lose its energy, it doesn't lose its flavor, it doesn't lose its, heat. And if we would have had Har Sinai, and then we wouldn't have had the Torah, So after a little while, very short while, so whatever Har Sinai gave us, we would have lost. We needed the Torah. We needed the Torah Shebiksav and the Torah Shebal Peh, and all of our Rebbeim through the Doris, and the Ritva, and the Rajba, and Shas, and Shulchan Aruch, in order to keep that experience that we had at Har Sinai hot and alive and full of flavor. That's why we have Matan Torah. But Lemaisa, you take a look at the end of last week's Parsha, and the beginning of this week's Parsha, it's not just the Torah that kept the whole experience of Maimed Har Sinai alive. The Torah seems to tell us that we needed other things as well, and gives us a lot of different insights as to what is very, very necessary for us in order to keep that experience of Maimed Har Sinai and being in union with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alive always. After Matan Torah, at the end of Parshas Yisroi, so the Torah has an interesting Parsha. The last thing in last week's Parsha by Maftir. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem says to Moshe, Kosei Maral B'nei Yisrael, this is what you got to say to the Jewish people. Atem re'isem ki min ha-shamayim dibarti imachem. You saw that I spoke with you from the Shemayim. Therefore, loisasun iti elohei chesef, don't make any idols. Mizbeach adoma tasali, all you need is a mizbeach. Vizavachta alav esor lasecha v'shlamecha, bring your karbanis there. He goes on to say that with this mizbeach, loisivna esem gozis, don't cut the stones with a sword, and don't go up on stairs. The Ramban says over here that what's the connection with all of this in Har Sinai? So the Ramban says, Atem re'isem tziva shiyoyim alohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to say to Klal Yisrael, Achareish re'isem beinechem, Kimin Hashemayim dibarti imachem. You saw that I spoke with you from the heavens. Va'ani hu ha'odayin b'Hashemayim uva'aretz. Al tishtatvui mi elohei chesav elohei zahav. You don't need any other gods. You saw the truth. And therefore, don't make a shituf. Don't make an egel azav. Don't make any other symbols. You saw that I spoke to you directly from heaven. That's all you need. All you need is your mizbeach. Okay. So that's a connection between that last little parsha and Maamar Har Sinai. However, if you think about it, it's a little bit oblique. But in this last parsha, it's not just the Israel of Avodah Zarah that's alluded to. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, you saw Kodesh Baruch Hu from the Shemayim, so don't get involved in Avodah Zarah. You've got your Mizbeach. But then in talking about the Mizbeach, we also have a warning about Ritzicha, and we have a warning about Gilui Arayis. How so? When you make the Mizbeach, don't cut the stones with a sword. Why? Because the sword is the symbol of Ritzicha. When you make your Mizbeach, make sure that you don't have stairs. Why? Because going up the stairs, so your tunic is going to be raised up. And that's the beginning of Arayis, a lack of tznias. So somehow, some way, right after Har Sinai, we talk about not only Avodah Zarah, but Shvichas Damim, Gilui Arayis. Avodah Zarah, we understand. But what do we need this warning of Gilui Arayis and this warning of Shvichas Damim right after Maamar Har Sinai? What's the connection? Another question. Ve'elu mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. We start this week's parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, these are the mishpatim, you got to put it in front of Klal Yisrael. What's the vav? Ve'elu hamishpatim. So everybody knows Rashi, everybody knows the Mechilta. Meisif al Rishonos, Ma'ar Rishonim miSinai, Avelu miSinai. Less talked about is the Ramban. The Ramban answers the question of the Mechilta without even asking it. The precious Ramban. The Ramban says, Tam ve'elam mishpatim asher tasim lufneihem. What's the whole reason that this comes right here? Ve'elam mishpatim. Ki rotza lahaktim lohem ha-mishpatim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to right now tell over the mishpatim. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the middle of giving a chazara shir. He's in the middle of giving a chazara shir on the Aseres HaDibros. Ki kasher haya ba'aseres HaDibros, HaDibor HaRishon b'yediyas Hashem. The first of the Aseres HaDibros was about yediyas Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokeichem. Va'asheni b'Yisrael Avodah Zarah. And the second one was the Yisrael Avodah Zarah. Chozer v'tzira es Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it again. He says in last week's parsha, Kai Soimer al Bnei Yisrael atem re'isim ki min ha-shamayim dibarti imachem. He says last week that you got to remember that I was the one who talked to you. That's a noichi. Then he goes on, he says, V'loi sasun iti k'neged, V'loi sasun iti, that you shouldn't have any other gods. That's k'neged lo yielecha, l'hashlim inyan avayda zara. So we already have a chazara on a noichi, we have a chazara on lo yielecha, and now we have another chazara. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim k'neged lo yisachmoid. Ela mishpatim is against lo yisachmoid, not to desire. Ki im lo yeda oda mishpat ha-bayis, lo yasoda. A person doesn't know the rules of how to conduct his house, how to deal with his field. Vishara mama yachshev shu shaloi, and he thinks, you know, whatever, I can take other people's things. V'yachamdeyu, he'll desire it. V'yachachay la'atzmai, he'll take it for himself. L'fikach, amar tosim lifneim mishpatim yisharim. Moshe Rabbeinu, place in front of Klal Yisrael just straight laws. Yan higoy sam beineim, and that's how they should conduct themselves. V'lo yachamdu ma she'enu shalahem min adin. V'chein amru b'medrash rabba, and that's what it says in the Medrash. Kol ha-tayra kula t'luya b'mishpat. The whole Torah is contingent on straight laws on Mishpat. So we have another Nakuda over here. Ve'ela Mishpatim is the Chazara on Loisachmai. There was a Chazara on Avodah Zarah, Chazara on Anechi. This is the Chazara on Loisachmai. And the Medrash comes and says that we have to have it right now because Kol HaTorah Kula Taluya B'Mishpat. The whole Torah is Taluya Mishpat. Now, Mishpat's a great thing. The Mishnah Novice says that you have to daven for the Shlemish Shel Malchus, because without the government, people would eat each other alive. So Mishpat is a wonderful thing. But on the other hand, what does that mean that the Kol HaTorah Kula is Talei B'Mishpat? What's the Medrash mean over here? So we have two questions. Number one, what's the Sheikhis of Gimel Averis Chamuris right after Maimon Har Sinai? And number two, what does it mean when the Medrash says, Ramban quotes the Medrash, that the Iker of the Aseres HaDibros LeSachmaid, we need Ela HaMishpatim immediately following Maimon Har Sinai, because otherwise we're going to lose the whole thing. Kol HaTorah Kula Teluya B'Mishpat. Every year we go through these parashiyos of Shmos, and then you come back on it again. Around Pesach time, you tell the kids all the stories. And one of the things that you tell the kids every single year, and they giggle about how silly it was that Paro thought that he was Hashem. Paro thought that he was Hashem. The pasuk in Tehillim, he says, Ayor Shaliv, Ani Asisini. Paro is considered to be the great Tanin, the great snake or serpent or crocodile of the Nile. He thought that he was the one who created the whole thing. And therefore he didn't go to the bathroom and the whole shebang. And the kids giggle and they laugh and they think that it's so funny. What a stupid Paro. He thinks that he's Hashem. I think it's ironic, though, that we never bother explaining to the kids, and maybe we never bother explaining to ourselves either, which is a greater tragedy, that the Paroi, and the Sfarim all say the Paroi is a symbol for the Yetzer Hara. He's not just a historic character who really lived, but he's a symbol for Lederis of the Yetzer Hara. And Paroi is really each and every one of us. And this idea that Paroi had that I created the Yaor, that it's all about me, and that I'm Hashem, I think that if any person who's around is honest with himself, they realize that at a certain dachistical level, you struggle with the same thing. I remember having a conversation with one of my chavrusas way back when. I said, the greatest chakira in life is, who is the Rabbeinu Shalom? Is it him or is it me? Am I the boss of the world? Do I rule my destiny? Is my life really up to me? Or is there a bigger boss over here? And therefore, you know, I'm not really in control. And somehow it's crazy, but you know, we think that we're the boss. Sometimes you hear it from the kids. Abba, you have to buy this for me. I have to buy it for you? Where'd you come from? But you have to. You're my Abba. You're Abba. So Abba has to do what the kids want. That's the role of an Abba. Wait, who's the Abba and who's the kid? Somebody told me this week. It was great. He said, a person, when he's davening, he has to know how to be angry at the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Which I tell you, I was very despoiled from the comment, because anybody who can say that takes his tefillah very, very seriously. I mean, there's a sincerity in that. But on the other hand, it's a little absurd, because, I mean, I always say to my kids, and I hope I'll say it to my talmidim as well, if anybody is ever angry at me, I love it when people come and express their anger sincerely, because it's something that I can gain from. But there's a difference, you know, all rumors to the contrary notwithstanding, there's a difference between the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and yours truly, right? The Aleph Alfei Havdalos. I make mistakes, he doesn't. So how can you be angry at somebody who doesn't make mistakes? If you're honest about it, just introspect a little bit and say, where am I wrong over here? The anger should be internalized at myself, but don't be angry at my change yourself. It's not so pashut, because in Tefillas Chana there are reverberations of such an emotion. But you have to be on quite a madrega. But to be angry at the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that only comes from attitude. What do you mean? I'm running the show. You do what I want. It's crazy. But that's how we are. In a certain way, Bishvili Nivra Olam can distort the picture, and we can think that it all revolves around us, and it's all about us. And here's the Chiddush, everything is all about us, even Maimed Har Sinai. Maimed Har Sinai b'shaitai was an incredible experience where everybody realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. There's a Gilui Shechina of unbelievable proportions. Never was before. You can't deny it. You see the truth. But a little while later, when you come back to yourself, you can have the most exotic, the most powerful spiritual experience, and it can become all part of your one big, fat spiritual ego trip. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that so that I could have an incredible spiritual experience, and that I could tell it over to my kids and their kids, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then you miss the whole point. That's what has to be worked on over and over and over again. That there is a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that it doesn't revolve around me. And that's why Leisachmaid is the most important thing. Kol HaTorah Kula is Tolei B'Leisachmaid. The Mishnah in Avos says, HaKinah HaTaiva VaHaKavod Meitziyim HaAdam Min HaOlam. Three powerful drives kill a person, take him out of this world. Okay, let's think a little bit. There are also three Averis Chamuras in the Torah. There's Ritzicha, there's Gilui Arayis, there's Shvichas Dam. What's the ultimate kina? What happens when a person has an ultimate amount of kina? Those bums, they took the Sudetenland from us. They destroyed the German economy. Those bums, the Jewish people, they gave over to the world a message of what morality is and don't let me be the Aryan Superman who can do whatever I want. I'm jealous of them. I hate them. They don't deserve to exist. Kill them. Ultimately, what kina leads to is killing the other guy. What's the ultimate taiva? Hollywood made millions on it. So she's a nashish. So what? I want it. And it's a pleasure. Gilui Arayis. What's the ultimate kavod? The ultimate kavod, not the good kavod we were talking about a couple of weeks ago. The sick kavod. Posing as the President of the United States. Posing as the leader of the world. Posing as the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A person believes, I am God, Paroi, or one step removed from that, I'll make myself a nice little idol and that will be God and I can get him to, you know, chew grass. So it's my power which is really God. The ultimate covet as a Avodah Zarah. But what's the difference between the real McCoy and these things? It's all about me. So right after Maimed Har Sinai, there has to be a statement, no Gilui Arayis, no Shvichas Damim, no Avodah Zarah, no Kina, no Taiva, no Kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. And what's Chemda? Chemda means desire. Chemda is all three. Chemda is desiring everything that the other guy has, kina. Chemda is desiring money, chemda's mamon, chemda's nashim, all of these things, right? Taiva. And chemda is also covered that you want the most honor for yourself. You want to pose as the author. If you don't have mishpatim, if you don't have something that keeps a person straight and he realizes there are rules and you're bound, he spins out of whack. And then the whole Maimed Har Sinai can end up being just about him as well. But Maisa, we have all of this naturally. Pasuk says, Alekim baras adam yashav, eim bikshu cheshbenis rabbis. A person really knows. A person is straight. A person doesn't really need the mishpatim. He can intuit the mishpatim. And a person naturally has emunah, a person naturally loves people, a person naturally loves the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a person naturally fears the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But our crazy emotions get in the way, our crazy gaiva gets in the way. and it turns us into monsters. And so therefore, after Maimed Har Sinai, it's not only important that we have a thermos to keep the experience alive, and that's what we have with our Svarim, that's what we have with our Mesira, but also that we have Gedarim for our Midas. Our Midas to keep ourselves straight about the fact that life is not about me, that life is about keeping the Torah, being straight, doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. No kina, no taiva, no kavod, no lo sachmeid, that's the end. And if we do that, so again, we can live our neshama and do everything which is straight and true and really natural, because we don't get confused by all the externals. We should all be zeche to stay straight with the mishpatei HaTorah. Kol HaTorah kula tluya b'mishpat. And we should be zeche to grow greater and greater every single day. I'll be the derech HaTorah be marbe kved shemayim in this world.